You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Good afternoon. This is Ours to Protect. How are we all after St. Patrick's weekend? I hope you had a good one. So this week I had a chat with Kevin Swift, who is the Regional Waste Coordinator for Connacht and Ulster. That's because Donegal County Council, along with the other county councils, have taken on a new waste management plan, and it's big, it's bold and it's ambitious. Here's the story on it.
Yeah, it's the first of its kind, the first national waste management plan for a circular economy. The local government sector has an obligation to adopt a plan nationally, and this is the first time they've done it all collectively. And as you say, it's a national waste management plan, so we're continuing to focus on waste and the prevention of waste. And one of the ways that we can prevent waste is by being more circular, or recycling more, or reusing more, or repairing more things, and keeping stuff in use for longer. So a central plank of this particular plan is about moving to a more circular economy and encouraging people to be more circular in their activities. So whether that's by recycling more such that those materials have a better circular potential, mm-hmm. or whether it's by reusing more such that materials are kept in use for longer.
Kevin told me as it stands, 664 kgs of waste is made per person.
Well, our overall ambition is to have a 0% growth in the total amount of waste that we produce per person in Ireland. And that's, if you like, putting a lid on the total amount of waste yeah. that we produce per person. So that can be achieved in a number of ways. It can be achieved by trying to prevent the amount of waste that we produce, by trying to reuse more, as I said. But we're also targeting non-household type waste. So we're looking at the construction sector and seeing how they can perform better. We're also looking at the commercial sector, like shops and small businesses, to see how they can perform better as well.
And in terms of changes, here's what you can expect.
Well, look, on a practical level, we have just introduced regulations nationally to ensure that everybody can avail of a brown bin in their household. So in Donegal, collectors will be obligated to provide a brown bin where it's practical to do so for households on their routes. So the first thing we would encourage people to do is start to use their brown bin, because the more material we put in the brown bin, that goes for composting and can potentially be reused. And that's circular, if you like. But it also reduces the amount of waste that ends up in your residual or your black bin, or what people like to call the landfill bin. So that's the first practical thing that people will start to see or can avail of. People will have noticed recently the rollout of the deposit return scheme, for example. So in supermarket forecourts now, you're starting to see reverse vending machines, so people can start to bring their appropriately coded bottles and cans back to these reverse vending machines. And that will give more circular potential to the materials that are collected in that way, because they're collected in a totally segregated fashion and they're collected in a totally clean fashion. So they can have some chance of being recycled back into new cans or new bottles or whatever. So that's entirely circular as well. So there's two examples of what people will see on a practical level. But remember, we're already doing good things in terms of segregating waste. Everybody, pretty much, or every household has a recycling bin, and we would encourage people always to continue to use that recycling bin and put the materials in there in a clean, dry and loose fashion.
Kevin also says it's important to acknowledge the work that's been done so far and not to get too downtrodden.
Oh yeah, people have done great work over the years, and the local government sector has facilitated a lot of that, not just at households, but at civic community sites as well. And I know there's a number of actively used civic community sites in Donegal where people can bring their materials in a segregated fashion. And all of that is climate action in operation, because the more materials that we segregate, the more materials that we reuse, it means that we don't have to use raw materials all the time, and that's good for the planet.
And that is our time up for this week. Thanking Kevin for taking the time to speak to me. It's much, much appreciated. Keep an eye to our socials, highlandradio.com and ourstoprotect.ie for more information. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.